I expected this to be a one-night stand. And yet here I sit, at the breakfast bar in your apartment, 3 days after the one-night stand. I'd had a really bad day. My friends were all busy, so I went to the bar by myself. I needed to dance. I don't drink much. I needed to dance. I grabbed a drink, said hello to the barman, flirted a little, and then went to the dance floor, and there was no one else around, and I didn't care. Place is always full of businessmen. It's normally only me and the girls who go out onto the dance floor. It's only tiny, but it'll do. Sometimes a girl just has to dance it off, dance it out, let it go. Arms above my head, eyes closed, ignoring the world and dancing, feeling the music, just feeling it flow through me. And then I felt it, that prickle between my shoulder blades, that someone's watching me. I opened my eyes and turned around, and you were sitting on a bar stool at the edge of the dance floor. Glass in your hand, watching me unashamedly, just I had your full attention. You handed your drink to a friend, you stepped off the bar stool and you walked towards me and you never broke eye contact. Arrogantly confident. You walked to me, you took my hand, you kissed the back of it, and then you spun me round and out and back to you again. And then I was so close to you I could feel every inch of you. I was plastered against your front. And you were hard. And the moment I looked up at you, knowing that you knew I'd felt your hard cock, that beautiful smile and that cocky grin and just the words, just for you. You were hard for me, and it was exhilarating. You're handsome and sure of yourself and a little bit in charge, and I like that. And I like that you didn't just try and get me straight off the dance floor to go home with you. We danced for hours. Every song. In fact, we inspired others to join us. The barman said that's the most he'd ever seen on the dance floor, except for when the girls are in. And 3 nights later, here I am, watching you cook my breakfast. I got up the next morning and expected to go home. I didn't want to, but I didn't want to stay if you didn't want me there. My cunt hurt. The way you fuck, the confidence in you, the way you handle me, the way your hands touch me, the way you kiss me, the way your cock feels deep in my cunt is addicting. You were hard for me for hours, dancing with me on the dance floor, giving me what I needed. And when you asked me to come home with you, I just nodded my head because I wanted more. We barely got past the door. My bag got dropped. Shoes were kicked off, except my high heels, apparently. You fucked me against the door. Flattened me against it, pulled my hips back, and just drove into me. My hair was pulled, my neck was ravished, I still have the strawberries all over me where you kissed me and left your marks. It was fucking exhilarating to have someone who knew what he was doing, knew what he wanted, and went the fuck after it. I'm no shrinking violet. I told you what I wanted, what I needed. I told you when I needed it harder. I told you when I didn't like something. But you're a fucking grown-up. Not a boy playing at it. When he thinks he knows better and doesn't listen to the woman he's with. You just kept fucking me. By the time we went to sleep, it was almost daybreak. I got up, I got dressed. I came out and I was looking for my bag and my things, and you walked past me and said, "Would you like some coffee? You don't have to go." I wasn't sure what to say. My cunt ached like fuck, and I wanted more. Coffee'd be great. We spent every hour we weren't recovering from fucking talking, watching Netflix, and fucking again. I was fucked over every surface, against every clear inch of wall. And I sit here achy as fuck, and I still want you. I still want your cock in me again. I want your lips on my neck. I want your bites. I want your marks. I want your bruises. I want your handprints on my ass. I want every fucking thing. Again and again and again. Fuck me. But you're right, we should have breakfast first. And I'm watching you plate it up, and I can't believe what's happened. I'm sorry, I was daydreaming, just thinking about the last few days. Excuse me? You don't remember fucking me on this part of the breakfast bar? Well, we kind of did the rest of the house. What are you doing? Why are you putting breakfast back in the oven? To keep warm for what? Ah! For pushing me back. And what are you gonna do? You're gonna lick my cunt. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh, you're the most magnificent fucking tongue. Oh my god. Oh. Yes. Yes, that feels good. Of course it fucking does. Your tongue is amazing. And when you suck your clit into your mouth. Oh. Fuck. Of course I'm hoarse. You've been fucking me for days. Oh. Oh god. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh god. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Oh god, I'm gonna come out of your face. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm fuck. Yes, I'm hungry, but now for more than just food, I want your cock. What do you mean, no? Oh, fuck. Yes. No. Ooh, breakfast smells amazing. Thank you. Oh, yes, orange juice as well. Gotta keep my, my reserves up. Are you sure you don't want me to just pack up and leave this one in? I mean, I... Okay. I'm happy to stay another evening.